For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We want to note a passing in our theater community. Michael Lodick.
Yes, lovely man. Director, designer. Very sadly, had some kind of an attack, they think a heart attack, while he was attending the Nance at the Subversive Theater and died shortly thereafter. One of those people very rare for a theater community, a very humble man.
I understand he was described as just a real sweetheart.
Yes, yes. It wasn't until he had died that I even knew that he had graduated from the prestigious theater program at Catholic University. He was a skilled theater practitioner and is deeply missed by people who loved him very much.
Now, what's going on over at the Cavanocchi?
Well, huge transition. The position of artistic director was eliminated, thereby abruptly and immediately retiring the founding artistic director, David Lamb, who had been at the helm since the 1980-81 season and even before that beautiful little neoclassical theater was renovated and updated. This is very big news. David has loomed large in the theater community. But as the college explained to the theater's advisory board, they are going to restructure, and their language was very specific. They had eliminated the position of full-time artistic director, suggesting that they perceive this to be a job that could be done perhaps part-time or integrated into the job of another person or done by a consultant, but no longer by a full-time artistic director.
Well, I certainly hope that he didn't leave with bad feelings and will come back to be on the stage, because he's a great actor.
He's a great actor. He's a good director. He's a very intelligent man, very knowledgeable of the theater. This was not by mutual agreement. The end was unhappy. And though I'll tell you, having worked in higher ed for almost my entire career, I would expect that this was the culmination of a series of efforts. It is likely that there were incentives for him to go, and I think many people didn't realize that the Cavanocchi Theater is not an independent entity. It is a part of the college, which has a very specific mission focused on its students and would make decisions differently from the way that another theater might. When they referred to their board, this was simply a community advisory group. It was not actually a governing board, and therefore, much to their frustration, they were not told certain kinds of things regarding college personnel. They couldn't be told. And so, no, to answer your question, I don't think that this was a happy turn of events, and it's a sad end of a glorious reign as artistic director. Its inevitability can be debated.
Well, on the topic of theaters in colleges, on your advice, I went up to Niagara University to see Federico Garcia Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba. I've got to tell you, Anthony, wow.
One of the great 20th century dramas.
But it does remind me to remind everyone it pays to go to some of these student productions. That's where you see the young people before they start appearing in professional shows, such as, ta-da, Significant Other. What a hoot.
Over at BUA, yes, Significant Other, a comedy by Joshua Harmon about a young gay man whose friends are three women who one by one get married, and before he's found anyone and he finds himself alone. Presented as comedy, but speaking to a truth of modern life. The laughs are abundant and the cast is young and attractive.
They are that. We had a whole lot of fun. Huge kudos to director Chris Kelly. I asked him, are all those stage directions, all those bits, all that shtick, is that in the script? He said, absolutely not.
No,
it's
absolutely
just dialogue.
Not. I'd seen the New York production, and Chris's production is much more lively and inventive. It was played very close to a realistic vein in New York, and sensing the bumped up nature of the comedy, Chris just embraced it and went for it.
He sure did. It's a BUA at the Alleyway Theater. Whole lot of fun. Significant Other.
And you recommended to me that championship season at the New Phoenix Theater, and I did get over there. And I was thinking, why do this now? Why do this now? And of course, by the time they're through, it's very clear why do this now. There are very echoes of the contemporary political situation in our country.
You think?
A country divided, and indeed, every character more reprehensible than the one that came before. But they are not held up as role models. They are held up to be loathsome. But that was a lot of fun.
And once again, Mr. Chase, you're a star of the big screen, well, big screen TV, and however one chooses to get one's internet, because the Shaw Festival 2018 season preview is now available.
Oh, it's Tim Carroll's star. It's just me getting to talk to him, and he talks about the upcoming season and what's in store for us all.
Oh, you're too modest.
It debuts April 6th on WNED, but you can actually take a look at it earlier on the website.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.